It is a great favor of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this ummah that he has taught us how to call unto Allah at every step of our lives. So we are really fortunate, and we were extremely in need of this guidance that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted us. We do not even know how to ask Allah, and with this guidance that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted us, we now know how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a dua for almost every occasion, from morning to evening. And we should make dua, read the duas when we wake up, when we enter the toilet, when we emerge from it, when we make wudu, during it, after it, when going to the masjid, when coming out of the home, when going in the home. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua for every occasion. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to remember Allah at every moment of our lives. And the easiest and the quickest way to link ourselves with Allah is to keep asking Him for something at all different junctures of our day. Allah commands us in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you believe, remember Allah with much more remembrance. And one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah, what deed is the most excellent? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyakuna lisanak ratban bi dhikrillah," that your tongue should be moist with the remembrance of Allah. You should remember Allah with your tongue in one way or the other. And Allah has commanded us to remember Him often. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has outlined this virtue for us. So, is it that our remembrance helps Allah in any way, or He enjoys that? Na'udhu billah, we seek refuge in Allah from such a thought. One who possesses divine awareness knows that if the whole universe joins together to remember Allah, that will not add a wee bit to the glory, to the majesty, to the grandeur, to the greatness of Allah. And if all of mankind resolve to neglect and disobey Allah, that will not diminish an atom's worth from the greatness and the glory of Allah. Allah is independent, He's as-samad, and does not need our remembrance. Our sajda, our praising Him, our glorification of Allah, it does not benefit Allah in any way. It is for our own benefit that we remember Allah. The point is that the root of all crimes and evil lies in ghafla, in neglect of Allah, in being neglectful of Allah, negligent, unmindful. When man neglects to remember Allah and forgets Him, then we commit sin. If our hearts is turned into the remembrance of Allah, and we know that we have to stand before Allah, we will never commit a sin. When a thief commits theft, he's neglectful of Allah. Otherwise, you never commit a sin. No one who is neglectful of Allah, who's fully aware of Allah, will commit indecency. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن. When a zani, an adulterer, commits adultery, then he's not a believer at the time. When somebody steals, he's not a believer at the time. This means that his faith is not there at the time. He's neglectful of Allah's remembrance. If he was attentive to the remembrance of Allah, then he would never have committed this. So every evil, every indecency, every wrong that is in the world is caused because of ghafla, of negligence. And that is why we commanded to remember Allah. The question does arise how one occupies, one who is occupied in worldly pursuits may remember Allah all the time. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice is an example for us. It is to remember Allah at every change of circumstances and condition. And that way we will remember, or we will, we will become accustomed to remembering Allah. That is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, a dua for every occasion. We'll become accustomed to requesting Allah and turning to Him, and thus strengthening our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's du'as, it's an ocean on its own. It's a science on its own. If we examine them, we will find that there's no semblance of doubt that he's a true prophet of Allah. These du'as are evidence of the nubuwa, his miracles. No man can make supplications on this level on his own. Each supplication is a gem on its own. There's no doubt whatsoever that these du'as were put into the Prophet ﷺ's heart by Allah. Allah is the one who bestows, and Allah is the one who shows how to ask. Allah has been teaching in His way from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Sayyidina Adam succumbed to the temptation, ate from the forbidden tree, he realized that he had committed a mistake. He wondered how he would make amends, and he did not know the method of asking for forgiveness. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ Then Adam a.s. received certain words from Allah, and Allah relented towards him. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Allah is the one who will forgive, yet he himself taught the words that should be said at that time. Ask in this manner and we will forgive you. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا That, O Allah, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us, then we will certainly, and have mercy upon us, will be from the losers. So, you know, when an application is submitted to an institute, they have their own prescribed form. The authority that approves the application is the one that prescribed the wordings, so that applicant does not face difficulty in applying. The traditional or prescribed du'as are like these forms to apply to Allah, who has prescribed them to his Nabi. And we may emulate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when making supplication, when supplicating with them. So no matter how much we ask and how many supplications we make, Allah does not get weary or angry. Rather, he's angered with those who do not ask him. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضِبْ عَلَيْهِ Allah is angry. Allah, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يُغْضِبْ عَلَيْهِ That Allah is angry with a person who does not ask him. A man may be very generous in this world, but if a person requests for him again and again and again, even though he may be generous, the day will come when he'll be fed up with that person. He'll tell the person, now, you know what, you've overdone it. But Allah, the more a slave asks, the more Allah will grant. So therefore, we should continue asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.